I believe we have one agenda item, which is agenda item 13. It's the add-on agenda item here pertaining to oyster fishery eligibility and the payment of the user fee. Mr. Button, are you going to handle that?
Yep.
Be great.
Good afternoon. So this is a request for emergency amendment to regulation VAC 20-720-10 in regards to restrictions on public oyster harvest and, in particular, the user fee. And this is a case of regulatory intent not quite lining up with the exact wording of the regulation. And the intent was for this to be a sort of voluntary attrition for this user fee. And there was perhaps a miswording in the way the regulation was interpreted and read that there could be people who are not included in this fishery who had every intent of staying in it. So we recommend making this change as follows. And I could read that into the record if you'd like. And let me hand these copies out to you guys there. So this is a request for adoption of this emergency regulation and then a request to have a public hearing to make it permanent on the May Commission meeting there. And it would read as follows, is only individuals who paid the oyster resource user fee described in 28.2-541A, subgroup 2 there of the Code of Virginia in any year from 2013 through 2016 may pay that fee in 2017 for the harvest of oysters from public ground in that year. In any year following 2017, eligibility to pay the oyster resource user fee described in 28.2-541A2 of the Code of Virginia shall be limited to those individuals who paid the oyster resource user fee for harvest of oysters from public grounds for the previous year.
So, Mr. Button, let me ask a question here to make sure that I understand, therefore, hopefully everyone else gets it as well. So when we passed this last year, the intent was to ensure that harvesters in the public fishery had eligibility if they, one, harvested, and two, if they paid their user fee to show an intent of commitment to maintaining their place in the fishery. The regulation that was passed required them to pay this by April 30th of this year for this calendar year. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So in that case, I understand there's been several hundred harvesters or license holders who have eligibility who have not yet paid their user fee. And April 30th is rapidly approaching us, and therefore, under this regulation that we had in place, those 200 people would be kicked out of the fishery. I'm not sure that was the intent of the commission when we passed that regulation at the time. So this is a fix to that. As long as they pay it this year before they harvest, they're good to go. And they're good to go if they pay it every year henceforth in the previous year to maintain eligibility. Is that right?
That's correct. It should be interpreted as if you do not pay your 2017 user fee, you cannot pay your 2018 user fee.
Mr. Erskine.
So I just have a question so I'm clear. For 2017, for this year, if an individual pays before October 1st or by September 30th of 2017, they'll be able to participate in the oyster fishery.
Yes, right now, anytime up to December 31st, if you are eligible or have paid this user fee in the past, you may pay it this calendar year.
Up until December 31st.
Right. Anytime, if the amendment's made right now. At this time right now, you would have had, the way that it reads word for word in the regulation is you would have had to pay that by April 30th.
Okay. Understand that part. And in subsequent years, it will be eligibility to pay in 2018 in years beyond by December 31st of that year.
That's correct. You will have to have paid that user fee. And part of it is in December you can buy the 2018 fee this year as well as the 2017, but you would need to have purchased the 2017 user fee in order to buy the 2018 user fee.
Correct. Right. Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Zeter.
The way I'm reading this thing, it says may pay that fee in 2017 for harvest of oysters from the public ground in that year. It doesn't say that you have to pay the fee before you can harvest the oysters. I mean, should not we add that something in there to say that prior to harvest? Because the guy goes out there in October, November. He said, well, I'm going to pay this fee in December 31st.
Well, right now, in order to buy the license to harvest oysters, you have to pay the user fee first. So if they haven't paid that user fee, they wouldn't be able to buy the license to harvest those oysters.
Yeah, I think we're sitting here saying the code takes care of that section of code that you need to have that user fee before you can harvest.
So we have the gear.
The code section is in there.
Okay.
Other questions from the commission? I'll note for the record that this is an emergency amendment that's being proposed, an emergency regulation here on the grounds that this has an immediate impact to the oyster fishery here, and this is necessary protection of the seafood industry and our natural resources. That's justification for handling this as an emergency. Any other questions from the commission? I want to thank staff, Jill in particular, for catching this in the middle of April here, which was the commission's last chance to fix this before 200 and some potential harvesters would lose their eligibility. Thank you for that. Good job. Thank you, Andrew, and everybody that's worked on this regulation. I appreciate that. This isn't a public hearing, but I will open the floor to anybody in the audience who wishes to discuss this issue with the commission. Is there anybody in the audience? I don't tired of that joke. I will use it repeatedly. There is no one in the audience except staff, for the record.
Motion to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Erskine to approve the staff recommendation to adopt this.
Second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Most gladly. And the measure passes unanimously. We will need this for, this is an emergency regulation, so this needs to come back for a public hearing at next month's meeting. Are you requesting the commission adopt a motion to have a public hearing next meeting on this issue?
So moved. Second.
Motion by Mr. Tanker, second by Mr. Neal. We'll have a public hearing on this next month. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Ms. Button. Thank you, Mrs. Ramsey. Thank you, Chief. Thank you, Deputy Chief. Thank you, staff. Is there anything else for the good of the order? The agenda is completed, and we will adjourn.